5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. It's the 3 o'clock check-in, and you know what that means. It's Worship Wednesday. That's right, Worship Wednesday. Shout out to you for joining the Roar of Judah radio show. What up, tribe? If this is your first time joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, for our first time listeners, take 2 seconds, share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least 2 people. That's right. 2 seconds to share it with 2 people. We'll greatly appreciate it. As always, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour to kick it with you. Our first order of business always is prayer, and then we're going to jump into the weather, and then we're going to have some social conversation. Also, if you have not followed the Roar of Judah on social media, please take a moment and go and do so. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the Roar of Judah. Also, you can visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. We'll greatly appreciate you. Also, if you would like to become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your favor. Father, without you, we are nothing. There is nothing too big that you cannot handle. Lord, thank you for moving the mountains in our lives. Thank you for being with us in the valleys. Thank you for allowing us to see another day that you have made. Thank you for being with us and keeping us protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. You are a good God. For that, we cannot repay you, but we can praise you. And on this day, we want to give you all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It's Worship Wednesday, and you know what that means? Let's go to work. Today's social conversation is about faithful in the waiting. Again, that's faithful in the waiting. Have you ever been to the doctor's office and you're waiting on your turn and it seems like everybody else is being called and you're just sitting there waiting and 20 minutes goes by, 40 minutes goes by, an hour, and you are still waiting? And then finally your name is called and it seems like it's been forever. But once you get to the back, they take care of all your needs. And you're right out as if you were never waiting. I want to come by today and I feel that thing in my spirit to tell you the wait will not be long. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Holy Spirit, I hear you. The wait, write that down. The wait will not be long. I want to share a scripture with you. Psalms 27:14, King James Version, if you will. Wait on the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. That is enough for someone situation in this moment. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometimes all you need is a word from God. And in the moment that you are waiting, you must be faithful in the process. It never seems to be working. Have you ever been waiting and you feel like it's not working? Can I work? Have you ever had to wait and wonder if your waiting is worth it? Oh my gosh. It's Worship Wednesday, and please don't get me started. God is faithful, and we have to learn to trust his timing. I feel that thing. We have to wait on the Lord. And in Psalms 27:14, the King James Version, the very first line, and then there's a pause, says, wait on the Lord. And then it comes back and says, be of good courage. So not only are we waiting on the Lord, but we are of good courage while we're waiting. That means that we're not going to lose hope. We're not going to lose faith in the process of waiting. And I'll go back to my analogy of the doctor's office. You don't lose hope in the waiting for your appointment. Although we may be anxious to get in and get it over with, there's a process that must take place. And eventually your name will be called and you go back to the back and all your needs are met. My God, that is how God works. His timing is perfected. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. We must be in good courage while we wait. Again, today's social conversation is faithful in the waiting. Too often we are not faithful while we wait. Whew, here we go. We get discouraged because the wait seems to be taking too long. Listen, but if you wait, I said, if you wait on the Lord and you be of good courage, he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait. The scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord. It's easy to get discouraged while waiting. But when you understand that God is the master architect and that what he has preordained for your life is going to be worth the wait, you learn how to be faithful while waiting. We'll be right back. What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar of Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It's time for the weather report. In the Bahamas, it's a beautiful 76 degrees, sunny and windy. Clarksville, Tennessee, 47 degrees, cloudy. Nashville, Tennessee, 48 degrees, cloudy. Memphis, Tennessee, 52 degrees, cloudy. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 46 degrees, cloudy. St. Louis, 41 degrees, sunny. Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC, the Queen City, 70 degrees, windy. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 69 degrees, windy. Statesville, North Carolina, 68 degrees, windy, with a 35% chance of rain. Raleigh, North Carolina, that's right, 71 degrees, windy. Columbia, South Carolina, 76 degrees, windy and cloudy. Charleston, South Carolina, 71 degrees, windy and mostly cloudy. And that is the Roar of Judah Radio Show Weather Report. Tribe, it is always an honor and a pleasure to kick it with you in this hour. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your listens. Thank you for your feedback. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And as we get back into today's social conversation, faithful in the waiting. That's right. Faithful in the waiting. And I wanted to bring up a point as I was sitting there listening to that beautiful worship music. I wanted to say that in the waiting, our faith is refined. It is easy to be discouraged during the wait. But as we wait, we have to remember that we cannot grow weary in the wait. Oh my God, here we go. Because God knows exactly, down to the wire, what you need and how you need it. There is strength in the wait if you just be patient. So many times growing up as a young man, rest in peace to mom, rest in peace to my grandmother. She always used to just challenge me about the wait. Oh my God, the waiting. See, what happens in the waiting is that our patience is developed. Listen, it's Worship Wednesday. Don't get me started. Here we go. In the wait, our character is being developed, but also in the wait, our patience is being refined. Ah, there it is. Holy Spirit, you work. Our patience is being refined. And growing up, my patience was very thin. But as I've matured and as I've grown, my patience continues to be developed. And what used to seem like I can't wait, now I understand that when the moment comes and I need to have patience, God is working on something on my behalf. Yes, indeed. Just like eagles, we must understand that the eagle soars high above the storm, and he is patiently waiting. The storms of life tend to want to knock us out of the sky. We have to become like the eagle and be patient in the process. We must be able to find hope in the process. Wherever you find hope, you find faith. They work hand in hand. And we have to remain faithful to know that if we seek God diligently, that's the key word, diligently, that he will answer our request. His goodness, his mercy, and his favor is unmatched. And we must trust in his timing. His timing is impeccable. His love is unfailing. He is always, always watching from afar, just as a good father would. We must learn how to worship while we wait. God is faithful. I'm going to say it again. God is faithful. There are times when it does not seem like it is making any type of sense. But the more that we are patient and the more that we wait, we start to understand that God will never leave us or forsake us. Waiting is not a bad thing. Again, we must go through the character development program that God has orchestrated for our lives. I need you to write that down. God has a character development program. And although it seems like God is taking forever, he knows exactly what he's doing. There is enough hope in the waiting. Ooh, that's good. Write that down. There is enough hope in the waiting. If I could be honest, one of the elements that you must have during the waiting process is endurance. Let me say that. You need endurance in order to wait. My God, write that down. I need endurance for the wait. In Romans 8:25, it says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Oh my God. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We are embarking on a journey of worshiping while we wait. And the only way that we can worship is through spirit and truth. We must learn to anchor our hope in Christ Jesus. One of the most difficult things that I've found in life is that it's hard to wait when you're dealing with uncertainty. Let me work. Uncertainty is like a storm that never ceases. It causes anxiety and worry and stress because the uncertainty of life often carries doubt in its shadow. You have to understand that hope must be our guiding light during the uncertainties of life. We must remember the promises of God and understand that He will never, never, ever leave us or forsake us. For He is not a man that He should lie. And one of the things that I've learned in life is though the storms may rage, God is with us in every moment. When Jesus walked out on the water and the disciples were afraid, the storms were billowing. But wherever Jesus is, my God, there is peace and hope. Joy comes in the morning. And it seems as though the waiting is endless. Have you ever noticed that in the wait, it seems like there's no end? But we must have faith in the one who called us to the wait. Holy Spirit, you work. Our circumstances do not dictate how we should wait. And we must focus and we must practice that process of not allowing the uncertainties, the anxiety, the stress, the worry, those things to dictate how we wait. Our wait should be soaked in worship. Oh my God. Our wait should be soaked in worship. Write that down. Our wait should be soaked in worship. We must have hope to endure to the very end. And as we wait on the Lord, we must remember that His promises are yes and amen. Man, listen, this is good. In moments of waiting, we must learn to be quiet. I found that in moments when I don't understand or I don't know which way to go, I must be still. Not in being still as not moving, but be still as in waiting patiently. And I have to allow my heart to be saturated with prayer, worship, meditation, and just be diligent in this process of the wait. There is strength for the wait if we continue to put our hope in Christ Jesus. Listen, God is good. Trust God's timing. We'll be right back.
Your number one radio.
Alrighty, tribe. We are back. We are back. I love that song by Travis Green. Do It Again. I seen you move. You move the mountain. If you do not have that Travis Green Do It Again song in your rotation, what are you waiting for? That is an awesome worship song. Tribe, it is Worship Wednesday and we're talking about faithful in the waiting. I would like to add faithfulness in the waiting to that as well. We talked about hope in the waiting. Hope in the waiting. We're talking about strength in the waiting now. Strength in the waiting. Finding strength in the waiting. Psalms 130, fifth verse, King James Version says, I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. Now, what I want you to understand is that in Psalms 130, verse 5, the very first thing that it says is, I wait for the Lord. It does not say, I'm doing my best. It is a confident statement. There is confidence in that statement. I wait for the Lord. It reminds me of the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In this verse, though, it says, I wait for the Lord. That is a confident statement. My soul doeth wait. So it's reassurance. Not only do I have confidence, but I have reassurance. My soul doeth wait. And then it says, and in his word, I do hope. My goodness. What you have to understand about that particular scripture that I love is that in his word is where I find my hope. In his word is where I find my hope. So not only am I waiting for the Lord, watch this, I find my hope while waiting in his word. Please don't get me started. The word of God is so good when you take your time and you understand that you must meditate on his word to find the deep and secret things that he will reveal. That when I'm waiting, I'm not just twiddling my thumbs. I'm waiting in his word. My hope is in his word. So I must go to his word and wait. Oh my goodness, that is good. That is good. We must remember that we must always worship while we wait, because we can draw strength from the very source of our hope, and our hope comes from his word. Our hope comes from his word. Too often we are looking for the answer while we're waiting instead of waiting for his answer. I don't want to get too deep. I really don't want to go too deep because it's just Worship Wednesday. We still got Thankful Thursday and Financial Friday here on the Roy Judah Radio Show. But what I want you to understand that there is faithfulness in the wait. We can find strength by waiting on the Lord. We have to remember that being patient in the process means that we understand that his word will surely come to pass. Too often we lack the understanding and the comprehension of how his process works. As we move through life, we must learn that God never changes. God, listen to me very carefully, God never changes. But the method that he uses changes. He doesn't do it the same way all the time. He may use favor in this moment. He may do a miracle in the next. And so what we have to realize is that the process is important. I don't know why I've been on that. We talked about that on Mind Shift Monday about the process to the promise and the preparation to the promise. Write that down. There is a process to the promise, and then we have to be prepared for the promise. It's part of that character development program that God has initiated. What I want you to understand is that we have to remain diligent in the process. You're not hearing me. When we wait, we have to wait with the insurance to know that God's word is yes and amen. So that means that it's final. We haven't met it yet, but we know that it's final. Again, he is not a man that he should lie. His purpose is perfected. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. His purpose is perfected. We cannot grow weary in well-doing. I don't know. For some reason, in the last 2 weeks, I keep hearing that ringing in my spirit. When I wake up in the morning, during the day, when I'm just out moving around, do not grow weary. That is a word for someone. Do not grow weary in well-doing. I'm going to say it again. Do not grow weary in well-doing. For the reward shall be worth the wait. As always, tribe, this is the Roar of Judah Radio Show, and I enjoy having you for this hour. I want you to know that you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Remember that you must be faithful in the waiting. And again, until we meet again, tribe, I love you, I love you, I love you. Trust God's timing. He's never late. He's never too early. He's right on time with every single aspect of your life. And with that being said, until we meet again, one love.